Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to On the Radar News Bulletin with me, David Shombe. It's 2 minutes. The time is 1300 hours, and we are looking at the affairs of economics, business, and everything that affect our bread and butter. Welcome to August. It's the 3rd of August 2026, and we are progressing toward the end of the year. And also, we are greeting economists, trade analysts, policymakers, developmental enthusiasts, and everybody who is interested in national development, and also the affairs that are looking at upgrading the lives of Namibians. We are giving you news from home, at a regional level, and also at an international level. To look at today's news bulletin, we'll start with what have happened, especially in the weekend. We'll start with Miss Namibia 2026, the crown queen. There is a new queen on the land, especially when it comes to the title of Miss Namibia. We'll start with our first bulletin, especially to look at Sharin, who is crown queen, Miss Namibia 2026. From there, we'll look at the affairs of oil and gas. We'll look at recently announced increment in terms of the price of oil, and that will also be part of our conversation today, especially when we are going to be in the conversation with a trade analyst, that is Andreas Nchitire, to look at the long-term solutions of Namibia, especially in dealing with the high cost of energy. From there, we'll look at the new visa bond of United States that is including 50 countries, and also to look at what is on the table, especially when Africans and also those who are part of the new visa bond of United States of America who want to travel to United States of America, either as tourists or as business visitors, will be required to pay a security bond of $15,000 to $20,000. We are looking at that context too. From there, we'll be able to look at what's happening in Egypt, especially regarding the recorded earthquake. Then we'll look at international affairs. So stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 1400 hours.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete ofoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any.
While you are busy staff. Enjoying your lunch, while you are busy having some time from 1300 hours, take time and listen to OTR News Bulletin.
On the Radio News Analysis, we go beyond the headlines. We don't just tell you what's happening. We ask why it's happening, how it affects ordinary Namibians, and what it means for the country's future. We examine the structures behind news, connect policy to people's lived realities, and bring in expert voices to make sense of where Namibia is heading.
You want to get into touch with global governance, global diplomacy, economic relations, trade, statistics, human and infrastructure development, and you want to see how policy planning and policy implementation is connected in Namibia. Make time and listen to OTR from 1300 hours to 1430. Yeah, we are moving forward with on the Radar News Bulletin with me, David Shombe. As I indicated, we are starting with the creative industry. In the weekend, we have seen the new crowned queen, which is Miss Namibia 2026, who is Sharin Rabusken. And also to look at that context, it was indicated that the winner of Miss Namibia walk away with a brand new house that is sponsored by NHE. But let us look at the brief part of the competition. It's a competition that kept a lot of people awake, especially in the weekend. Let's look at part of that celebration of culture, beauty, and also pride of Namibia.
Excited, but if we could just briefly quiet down, because I think we all owe Steffi and Robin a round of applause. Ladies, you did an amazing job in the blue room. Any final words before we end off the night?
I just want to say congratulations to every contestant tonight. You showed up in full glory. I've been speaking about glory this evening because you guys oozed it. The ladies, I'm so proud of you. I mean, it's 11 years since my crowning, and whoever wins, just know that the nation is behind you. Joanna said the nation is behind you. So whoever wins, take the opportunity and make the most of every second, because time is a gift.
Steffi, Robin?
Well, I think if I have to speak, everybody is going to be screaming over me in any case. So I just want to say congratulations to all the ladies, and let's hear the winner.
Thank you very, very much, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Miss Namibia 2026 is walking away with a brand new house tonight. And those keys will be handed over by NHE representative Mr. Matali.
And before we continue and announce, I can see all the cameras are out. All the eyes are glued to the stage. We have to quickly look at the T's and C's. Now, if for some reason the winner fails to fulfill her duty and obligation, the title of Miss Namibia 2026 automatically goes to the first runner-up.
Well, Script, I think there's no point in us delaying it any longer. And I'm sure all of you are ready to find out who the most beautiful woman in Namibia will be. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Namibia 2026
is Sharin Rabusken. Yeah, that is what's happening, especially in the creative industry. Sharin is the new Miss Namibia, 27 years old creative director from Windhoek. She is the new queen in the country, and she took over from Johanna Swartboy, who represented Namibia nationally and also internationally. To look at that context, the first runner who is Rachel Hamases, where the second runner is Albertina Haimba. To look at that, and also to look at the contribution of Namibia, and also the sector of creative industry, and also promoting Namibian culture and pride, and also to look at what are the new role that will happen, especially regarding the new Miss Namibia. So coming from the creative sector, our content of the conversation today, we are looking at the high cost of energy in Namibia. We'll look into the conversation with a trade analyst, that is Andrew Ishitire, especially to look at the month of July, that have seen the increment of the price of oil, and also the increment in terms of the price of electricity, that effectively in the month of August. And also to look at what is the long-term solution, what is the long-term solution, especially when it comes to Namibia and the energy sector. Apart from subsidization, what else can be done? And that will be unpacked, especially when you get into the conversation with Andrew Ishitire. So stay tuned. We are coming back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Lipuranenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota enjuka okukwetira oipindi konu kondado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special getashake ngeshefa omarudi nitayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko
stash your cash. Don't break the bank, stash your cash with WB. Buy 2 kg packs of Tastic Rice for $69.99. A 1 kg box of Jungle Oats for $37.99. A 2 litre Oros for only $36.99 with Smart Buy. And 2 2-litre bottles of Stay Soft for just $89.99. See more month-end deals at vurmanbrock.com. We care. Stash your cash.
Oi Jamoiri Nawa, Ninge Patafanona, Monica Ko Eagle FM, Honore Tatuime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali no Heali, Ileko Berewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Watatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the I.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any.
While you are busy enjoying your lunch, while you are busy having some time from 1300 hours, take time and listen to OTR News Bulletin.
On the radio news analysis, we go beyond the headlines. We don't just tell you what's happening. We ask why it's happening, how it affects ordinary Namibians, and what it means for the country's future. We examine the structures behind news, connect policy to people's lived realities, and bring in expert voices to make sense of where Namibia is heading.
You want to get into touch with global governance, global diplomacy, economic relation, trade, statistics, human and infrastructure development, and you want to see how policy planning and policy implementation is connected in Namibia. Make time and listen to OTR from 1300 hours to 1450. Yeah, we are moving forward with On the Radar News Bulletin. As I indicated, today we are joined by Mr. Andrew Ishitire, especially to look at the context of energy and also the long-term solution to Namibia energy sector, looking at what happened in the month of July, where you have a double increment in electricity and also in the price of oil, regardless of government efforts of putting over $1 billion in the first quarter of 2026. they continue increasing in the price of energy, continue to hit and dig deep in the pockets of Namibian citizens. Mr. Andrew, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Radar News Bulletin.
Yeah, good afternoon, David, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Yes, let us start with it. Namibia has been at the center of, or has been reacting to what is happening around the world, especially looking at the price of commodities and also looking at the price of fuel that we import, 100% importing fuel, and we also importing energy, that is electricity. Prediction are indicating that over 50% of electricity is imported from the outside. Now to look at what happened, especially last month, which is just last week, where we have seen the communication from the Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy. And also the week before, we have also seen the communication from Electricity Control Board that are indicating the increment in terms of the price of energy. Now, to in your general observation, what does this mean, especially where we are now as a country?
Yeah, it's a very, very stressful thing.
Yeah.
To depending on somebody who is also struggle to meeting the end. So on look of electricity, where we are getting in South Africa,
yeah.
South Africa is also facing a lot of challenges, especially on the logistics, which mm-hmm. is yeah, oil that they were affected in by the war,
yeah.
in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And if you look at now their mines, depending also on the oil,
yeah,
which is tough for them to produce in coal,
yeah.
and making the electricity. That's one of the challenges in South Africa, because the diesel went up so heavily and it helped to affecting us automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So those are where the problem is. That is impossible to predict it, that by December 2026 we might end up putting the price down, because we are not the one that is controlling it. It's controlled by the world, as I
mm-hmm.
indicated to you, that it was affected by the war with Iran and Israel,
mm-hmm.
The American intervention.
Mm-hmm. Now, to look at where we are going, there have been a lot of, attempt for the government to shield the Namibians, especially looking at the price of oil. You look at the price of electricity too. We speak about the National Energy Fund. But when you look at the numbers and statistics in the first 6 months of the year, you will be able to see that the cost went beyond a billion already. But you can also see that regardless of those assistance and also removing of at least 50% levy on import of oil, it seems like the price continued to skyrocket. What do you say about government effort, and was it enough?
Yeah, we cannot say it is enough or yeah. not enough,
yeah.
because them they are just trying the best thing to sort it out.
Yeah,
Namibians, for them to keep surviving, because this is not they don't really look at how to get solutions and how do you divert it from a better solution to than to keeping in the problems that is every day coming.
Yeah.
Because if you, as you indicated in that, in July, they were talking about reducing, and in the end of July, they are talking about increase.
Yeah.
So those are now the things that you have to look at, that people are not getting solutions. They are not tackling the solution, but they are tackling into how to get solutions. So we cannot recommend it to say the subsidize is doing better. It's not that it's doing better, because no matter how strong you are injecting it, it doesn't really help the Namibian, because everything is affected. As I say, if you look at South Africa, the coal is it's come from the mine, where it's also affected because of diesel.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the problems that is not easy for us, unless we are diverted from other resources.
Yeah, now we are at the uncertain times, so we see the communication. But one may want to ask to say, looking at the bigger picture, is subsidization the solution to all these challenges? And how are things going to look like if you look at economic scenario planning, let's say 2027, when it comes to electricity and also when it comes to the price of fuel? What other things need to be done, especially to deal with this challenge?
Yeah, when it comes to electricity, or and in the position where Namibia is to comparing with other countries in the world, Namibia is on good stage into producing its own electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's on higher cost because of technology. If you look at the solar, and the wind tubes, it's also one of the things that when you look at those companies that they are involving in green energy, so they are also doing it to supplying others, not into sorting out the problem of Namibia, because the project is not ours.
Mm.
Yeah, but what I'm now seeing that Manpower is not doing much to come up with solution. As I said, if you look at the Kunene River, which is flowing the Kuvelai, where Rwakana is getting water, Namibia is not putting much into dig it out and making more wall so that the machine can pump it in quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the failure that Manpower is doing. And if you look at now the other project that are planned, like the wave energy, which is we have about 1,500 kilos of windy and waves, and that is can collaborate or working together with the solar in the day and the waves in the night.
Mm.
But it's also a cost. But if Namibia are planning to do that, you might end up reducing some percentage from importing than to producing on your own. So those are the one of the things that is the Manpower body and the stakeholders needing to look at.
Yeah. Looking at the investment in solar energy, are the current standing project able to impact the price of electricity in the next 2 years, or is just a project that we are trying? Because looking at the continuation of proposal of electricity tariff in bulks continued every year, but looking at the alternatives, are the alternatives able to meet us halfway? Then maybe we'll be able to see the reduction in terms of the price of electricity.
Yeah, it can be, because it's running, as I said.
Mm.
If they injected and like the wave energy, which is our seas doesn't sleep, and our sun is also, we're getting about sun each year about 300 days, so which is good to look at if we are really investing on that. So unfortunately, maybe it's not good enough. We are expecting to getting from green energy. I mean, foreign currency from green energy, which is impossible for now, so that we can also start investing on technology. That's another challenge which we have for now.
Mm.
Yeah, if you are addressing that into the head of the state, you might end up giving her a sleepless night and say, how can I raising money to investing on that?
Mm.
Yeah, those are the one of the biggest problem that we are facing. But regarding to Manpower or to investing on solar. Yes, solar is good because we are also one of the part of the solar manufacturer, which is now lithium that we are getting from our country.
Yeah.
So if they really getting their own independent lithium where they can supply in the processing it might end up giving them something so that they can having more batteries to store those energy, but for now the batteries are very expensive, and as I say, the technology is costing a lot. Then to go back, but if you look at Namibia, how importing the electricity, even the coal, we are importing about 90% of the coal that we are having. So no mine, no geology that we are now exploring where to get the coal in Namibia. So those are another challenge that we are having.
Now, let's look at the consumers. Namibia is among the highest in terms of income inequality, and the burden is always felt by those who are at the edge of the economy, or especially the lower class. What is the best way to navigate through this difficult situation, and what other things that either is the government or the private sector or citizens themselves need to do, especially at the time where you have energy increasing, either is electricity, either is fuel. What can we do, especially at this difficult time?
Yeah, it's a very, 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 very challenging thing. Yeah, because if you look at now the kudu gas that you're also supporting to sort it out of the cooking, the gas for cooking. If they could come up with the kudu gas, could come up with something very supportive. As I said, you look at it, the gas that we are getting is 90% from South Africa, which is can also equal to electricity. If you are installing the gas pipe on your house, yeah, it's the same cost that is very high. And the other coal, is it coal or coal, the one for debushing? Yeah, it's also not friendly with Namibian, but that is one of the sorted out problem if they could be focusing on. Because now what we are producing, we are exporting to Dubai. Yeah, most of it is going straight to Dubai, then into to reducing the Namibian using electricity. So I think that is one of the bushing things the Nampower need to do with the environmental from the Minister of Agriculture to look at where are we going to getting this, so that we can teaching our people how to cook with the type of that mechanism.
Yeah, looking at the bigger picture, 10 years from now, there is an ongoing consultation. Just stay on the line, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Get to USAID today, where every penny counts. Get 1 liter of Clover Long Life Custard, just 29.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram tub of Everyday Yogurt, just 39.99 Namibian dollars. Get 2 kilos of Numb Milk Omaede, just 52.99 Namibian dollars. Get 125 grams of Kloof Coffee, just 20.99 Namibian dollars. 750 grams of Creamora Creamer, just 58.99 Namibian dollars. Discounted prices on Rhodes Tin Food and Polonies too. You save the low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Yeah, we are in communication with Mr. Andrew Ishitide, especially looking at the sector of energy. We are looking at the long-term solution, the cost of subsidization, and also the impact of increasing the price of electricity, and also in the price of oil on consumers, particularly the downtrodden. Mr. Andrew, let's look at the long term of subsidization. It has been proven that the long term subsidization will cost the National Energy Fund billions of dollars. But there are projects that are on the pipeline. There is ongoing, or there is a consultation regarding nuclear bill, especially when it comes to utilization of nuclear for good use. I think we spoke about this before, but let's touch on it a little bit, especially if that is going to be a solution, and are we seeing it happening in 10 years or far from here?
Yeah, that one is still also a challenge if you look at it for us now to, in terms of the loan, where are we going to get this money?
Yeah.
Because I look at those guys that are involved, the Russian and Yeah, which is they are also offer their expertise to see if they can produce exactly nuclear power, which is really, really might end up giving us or trapping us on debt again, because yeah, if you are getting US dollar and you are the commodity that is you can sell, you are selling it in the Namibian dollar, so it might end up giving you long term, and those guys, they might end up, as I said, there is a consultation that they are doing. We might end up agreed to say, okay, let us pay 200 million a year, and then by 2028, people, as I said, you must be paying $400 for 400 million. So that is one of the challenges that is not a solution for the country to investing or to getting loan from something that they know it can, it's on the foreign currency. So that is one of the powerful things. If they could be investing on national projects and like you are producing something that you have outside market, yeah, that one it could be better. But if this is a solution for your child, it cannot give you much a solution to pay it off. Yeah, so that is one of the biggest challenges if you look at the nuclear energy. So it's a very, very challenge for Namibia. As I said, if they want to come up with something, they must look at the Kuberai more very careful. And if you look at what we are doing now, for example, in households, that is the backlog of 300,000 houses that is needed by the country. If we end up now getting 150, thousand house, how are we going to do it? What if? So those are now the things that it, we might end up suffer more than what we are producing.
Now, just lastly, if you have to advise somebody who has power, especially to ease the burden, because it's not ending now, and economic scenario planners are indicating that we are in the hands of what is happening in the international market, what is happening in the Middle East, and also those who are selling to us. Now, what is the long-term solution? Is African market far from us when it comes to oil? Are they not at good standard, or they are going to disrupt our traditional trading approach?
Yeah, it's a very, very challenge to advising somebody, especially in Africa. Because the funds are not coming from Africa, as I said, they are coming from the because what we need to learn much about it, especially countries like Namibia, that they are depending on South Africa, who is not sustainable himself. So look at what in Alika Dakota, for example, they are more suffering, causing more problems now in Nigeria. Because Nigerian oil is every day going up. Because Arika Dakota, they're having to pay 90 billion back. 90 plus, let me say maybe 21 billion US dollar. So you're having to sell where you are getting US dollar. Because if you're starting selling that oil in Nigeria, you're getting Naira. So you might end up putting you down. That is what, that's where the problem is. That's why now, they are stick outside, they're giving the refinery to the hand of the Europeans. So which means those are the people that they are looking for outside market. So these are the problems that, as I said, in Namibia to say, non-power needing to do much, especially into training people, not to use electricity for cooking, and then they come up with a solution, as I give you an example of debushing. Yeah, but we cannot advise them on gas. Because gas is the same with electricity. 90% is coming from South Africa. Whatever is affecting South Africa, as I say, the diesel is the one that is increasing prices every day in South Africa because of the mine. So I'm not really those Tawako Energy that is a partner with Finland or finishing company, which is also maybe Finland here needing to ask to import that green energy. So that is another issue, because the investors in there, more voice in there, the consumer. So that is another use of saying, no, we need to get money in euro so that we can pay back in our money as quick as possible. So those are the problems that I'm in the board of Nampower.
Yeah.
So they must start advising, do more consultancy with the Namibians.
Mm-hmm.
Then to look at the problem. South Africa will not getting out of this in 2 to 3 days. Because if South Africa now is starting, if you're looking now, their percentage of unemployment is also starting to go down because of one of the changes.
Mm-hmm.
So what if now those people starting demanding also electricity?
Mm-hmm.
It might end up affecting us more. So those are the problems that we are having.
Mm-hmm. Now, your final words regarding, what is happening in the market and also what is happening at home, especially when it comes to energy, because, an ordinary person, we see what the government is doing. It really tried its best, putting on billions of dollars there to shield us. But although we are shielded, we still feel, the pain. Now, what is the better way of capacitating the National Energy Fund? Because an ordinary person think that why can't we boost Energy Fund as the money being spent on National Energy Fund, really the money that is assisting us, although we are banning it, but it's protecting the vulnerable. What do you think about that? Can we boost the National Energy Fund, or is a short-term solution also?
It might end up a short solution because we have to bring up more experts in this Namibia. Because Namibia, as I said, Namibia have more opportunity to making money.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the expert that we don't have, that's where the problem is. I give you an example of 1,500 kilos of wave energy that is wasted in the sea. Yeah, we need to bring up some people that they can advise us on which route that we can take and easier for us to get such as a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are making money out somewhere there or and then you come to funding on this, that one is not really helping. It's like you are buying medicine to keep it in the hospital while you are not preventing where the sickness are coming from. Yeah, those are the problems that it may end up not sorting out the problem. So they need to see first what is the cause of the problem. So that, as I said, the cause is not in Namibia. The cause is in South Africa. Because whatever South Africa is affected, automatically is already in Namibia. So those are the things that they need to look at. Not to say, let us advise Namibians. And also Namibian doesn't have much expert that is really looking at the solution of how we're generating revenue and where are we going to invest in so that we can get in Namibian dollar or US dollar for us into buying outside.
Yes, Mr. Andrew Isitre, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon and thank you for your input.
Yeah, thank you for having me, David.
All right.
And have a good day.
Sharp. Yeah, that is Andrew Isitre, trade analyst, looking at the sector of energy. And what are the long-term solution? Indicated that funding to shield the citizens is good, but short-term, especially when you look at the National Energy Fund, know that the price of electricity that you are paying now and the price of oil that you are paying now, you are supposed to pay more. It's only that there is a shield that is National Energy Fund that the ministry spend more money on protecting the citizens. And the question is always be to say, what is the long-term solution? Is nuclear going to assist us? But in the next 10 years, how is the price of oil and also the price of electricity in Namibia going to be? However, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401 so that you can air your view, can give your constructive criticism, and also you can give your comment and contribution. So for now, Let's look at the short commercial break. Then we look at the United States State Department, especially new regulations regarding visas and also how to navigate through.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, egelesan, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any.
While you are busy enjoying your lunch, while you are busy having some time from 1300 hours, take time and listen to OTR News Bulletin.
On the radio news analysis, we go beyond the headlines. We don't just tell you what's happening. We ask why it's happening, how it affects ordinary Namibians, and what it means for the country's future. We examine the structures behind news, connect policy to people's lived realities, and bring in expert voices to make sense of where Namibia is heading.
You want to get into touch with global governance, global diplomacy, economic relation, trade, statistics, human and infrastructure development, and you want to see how policy planning and policy implementation is connected in Namibia. Make time and listen to OTR from 1300. We are moving forward with the Radar News Bulletin. Let's look at USAID and come back shortly.
Do you need toiletries and household cleaners? You won't get it cheaper than a USAID up to the 7th of June. Get 250 mm jars of Vaseline for only $25. Smell fresh with Playboy roll-on deodorant for just $18.99. Get 2 kg of Surf's hand washing powder for just $49.99. Get 750 mm Sunlight dishwashing liquid for $28.99. And get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only $12.99. USAID. Where else?
Yeah, we are moving forward with the Radar News Bulletin. Looking at international news, it is stated that 30 African countries included in permanent visa board scheme. Nationals from 50 countries, including 30 in Africa, will face security deposit of up to $20,000 when applying for certain business and tourist visas under permanent visa board program that was announced by United States of America. It stated that officials say the measures aim to curb visa overstay. But there is critics that are indicating that it would deter legitimate travelers. There's a statement from a U.S. State Department that indicating that permanent visa board program requiring certain applicants from 50 countries to post a security deposit of up to $20,000 before receiving a visa. The rule took effect from today on, 2026, especially those who are applying to seek B1 business and B2 tourist visa. And that is what's happening, especially looking at the new immigration laws in the United States of America. And that was made to avoid overstaying. Let us look at this news and come back shortly.
The United States is making its visa bond program permanent, requiring some visitors to pay security deposits of up to $20,000 before receiving a visa. The new rule takes effect on August 3, 2026, and applies to certain applicants for B1 business and B2 tourist visas from 50 countries, including 30 in Africa. Under the policy, the consular officers can require applicants to post a bond of 10.
Good afternoon. Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. How are things going?
Never knew that you can be alive this time.
Come again.
I never knew that your program that I always listen from once is live.
Oh.
I thought because of your...
No, no, we are live. We are live.
Yeah, because I've been listening to you from one.
Okay.
I know it's no longer Juju.
Yeah.
And many a times I attempted to call, but I never spoke to you until this time.
Okay. You attempted, you did not call, you just attempted to call.
No.
Yeah.
Not that I attempted, but I did call.
Okay.
But my call was never picked up. So that's why I thought maybe is this live or is a broadcast? I mean, a portal or whatever you call it.
Okay.
So Adams, how are you doing?
No, I'm well. I'm well. Yourself?
No, we thank God.
Yeah.
You are my esteemed counsel. I need to give that respect even when I talk to you.
No problem, sir. That is highly appreciated. What is your contribution today?
Yeah, so even when I was listening to your program, I was somehow casual. I say, is this very light program? But nevertheless,
yeah.
So what you have brought forward is fine.
Mm.
And then you can see also the collaboration that is being spoken about, the mobilization of a domestic resource within him.
Yeah.
Because I understand there are a lot of barriers there when it comes to policies, direction. And when it comes to this administrative barriers, we also see some kind of geo influences. That those are the issues that you always see in the system, and hence even when it comes to the judicial system, people lose some kind of interest. But when you look at it generally and in some really case laws and issues, we are doing good. But what are those barriers that are really preventing you guys to also capitalize? Because you are the one to lead the government and say, okay, where do you get this money? Even if the government comes out and say, yes, we are selling this, we are trading with this treasury bills and all those, whatever, all these things that the government put in the financial market. We cannot just organize ourselves and do that, because that money is probably the government, the entity that we trade more could be GIPF. Because if the government finds out that the people are not mobilizing their resources and come and sell and buy those things and do some transactions, whether it's through PPP or any other avenues, obviously the government will go to JPF and get money, because there's no way people can be starving and all these things, and you are looking.
Entrepreneurs,
the young ones, the entrepreneurs who can just formulate, and then you go there and then, please, can we assist the government and ourselves to create more work? But as long as you can explain how and where you get your work. We don't want our system to be frustrated like it. Have you been following this Madalanga Commission?
Yeah, I do.
What do you say about Johnson and Andrea?
No, I leave it in the hand of Judge Madlanga.
Yeah, I understand the entire thing. Thank God. You are the one who introduced, you are my mentor.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing, and I think a commission of inquiry, this one is credible compared to others, because people were saying, why another inquiry? If the Marikana inquiry, for example, did not succeed, the inquiry of Zondo Commission did not succeed. But I think I think this one is quite effective, and it has proven to have results. Yeah.
And it's going to be replicated here, that model. Because that's how you now mandate the constitutionalism.
Going to be replicated where?
Values and principles.
Replicated where?
Everywhere, even in Namibia.
You want it to come, you want us to have a commission?
No, we had them. We had had them already.
Yeah.
Commission of inquiry, just that, yes, it's true. Because you know, the only weakness that I see in South Africa is because of that true TRUN commission. But this other one here, this is a public one, and we have already started. That's why you call them for interview and all this public open door policy. Those are instruments that are in place that you can promote and see. Even when people are crying, you are the one to say, is it in accordance with the rules of law or whatever the case may be? So don't let us down, eh, King David?
Thank you.
God.
Yeah, it's 52 minutes past the hour of 1300 hours. We have a good 8 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Now, looking at foreign exchange rates, seems like the US dollar is getting strength every day. It's becoming powerful. But the most important part, international trade, foreign exchange to Namibian dollars. The euro is trading at 1958 Namibian dollars. Pound sterling standing at 22.87 Namibian dollars. The US dollar is upgraded. It's now trading at 17 Namibian dollars. That is what is happening, especially when it comes to international foreign exchange. Before we go to highest traded commodity in the world, you know, today is the birthday of our late third president of Namibia. That is Dr. Hange G. Geingob, who would be celebrating or would have celebrated his 85th birthday today. And Dr. G. Geingob passed on the 4th of February 2024. May his soul rest in peace, and may his legacy continue. And that is a reflection, and is also a day of looking at what are you learning? What have you learned from our late president? And what is that that you can keep? One of the things that you always say that it's very, very easy to destroy a peace, but it's very difficult to build. That's why when it comes to peace and stability, we should not take it for granted. Because it's quite difficult to build, but destruction can happen within a day. But building a foundation of the state is quite something that takes time. Let's look at a short commercial break. Then we look at top traded commodities. Then we also look at minerals in demand, especially. Get that. But let's look at the caller and come back shortly. Good afternoon.
Oh, you just brought that question now. It wasn't there before.
Come again?
You just brought that question now. You just raised that concern.
Which one?
About trying to celebrate the legacy of the late let his soul rest in peace.
Okay.
You just brought it now. And they were talking about administration, law, talking about all these values that are, you know, these cardinal values. And we say that, yes, especially because, you know, for somebody to have set up an administration from the colonial regime and the apartheid system.
Yeah.
And the person was able to craft, I think, you know, the Nas Angolas, you know, many of them. And so I think you understand very well. So if that is the thing, because I have never attended some of these lectures, Dr. Gorilla, Dr. Hagedenkopf, and you know, we need also to do what they are doing is like in South Africa. So the students, it doesn't matter which kind of faculty. So they are taught, are trained, they are educated or whatever you can call it.
Yeah.
This like this Nelson Mandela, I don't know whether it's legal or leadership foundation and things like that. I think we are able to have some kind of ethical leadership and servant leadership quality, or even any other approachable quality of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you call it. I don't know. I don't know their name. I hear them from the Eagle FM here.
Yeah.
So I think we can be able to do
What have you learned from the late Genkop? Just one thing. One thing that you learned from him.
So let me couple two together.
Now, just one.
The democratic dispensation, the elections, and our constitutionalism, our constitution as a living document. And the one, the open door policy. Wow, what a wonderful. It used to be called Prime Minister's, what? Prime Minister's time, I think. And he goes in there in the radio, he's answering questions. Wow. Listen. Wow. What a wonderful, no wonder why Namibia is doing well on the media and all these things, even though we still have some kind of shortcoming in terms of disseminating information to the people to take advantage of this economic, social, and economic development, even political. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
So we start from one, and you end what time?
At two. Just now. Okay. All right.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Rashab. Yeah, that almost bring us to our final part of today's the Radar News Bulletin, to look at top traded commodities and also to look at minerals in demand in 2026. At number one, we have copper, which record high amid you know, massive consumption for AI data centers, power grid, and electricity installations. We also have lithium carbonate. And when you look at lithium carbonate, the price is more than doubled, and gold is trading between $4,500 to $5,000 per ounce. Then you have rare earth elements and tungsten. And that brought us to the end of on the Radar News Bulletin. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around. Let us celebrate the birthday of the late Genkop, and celebrate his contribution to the Namibia that we have today. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye. See you around, and sharp.